Good morning.
Good morning.
Who likes history? I love it. I study it a lot for the fun of it, and I have learned while studying history that there is three ways to go about it. You can look at what happened. You can look at why it happened, and you can look at who was involved. Now, this may not be conventional for communion, but when have I ever been conventional? So it begs a question, one of those three. I figured we probably learned why it happened and what happened before. We just came off of Christmas. So who was involved? Who was Jesus? This may be a simple question, something a Sunday school kid would know. Maybe it is. But the fact remains, it is particularly important. Colossians 1, 15 through 20. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be the things on earth or things in heaven. Isaiah 53, 1 through 12. Who has believed what they heard from us, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that was led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who considered what he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgressions of my people? And they made his grave with the wicked, and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He was put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for sin, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul, he shall see and be sanctified. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous. And he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the many, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many and makes intercession for the transgressors. This is who Jesus is. And this is the man who we killed. Our sins, your sins, my sins, are on his shoulders. Perfect, divine, holy. And he died in our place, even then. This is the man who hang for you and for me. Although this act of remembering who Jesus was might seem trivial, I hope it is not, because it is essential. Christ Jesus was sacrificed on our behalf, shedding his blood instead of our own blood being spilt for our sins. This is what we come to remember. The cost and the sacrifice, yes, but also the gifts of grace, mercy, love, and forgiveness, which was made manifest on the cross. We remember. Matthew 26. Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine till the day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, imperfect people, made perfect by the blood of Jesus, the blood of your Son. Thank you for that sacrifice. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the humility it took and for the love that was shown by it. Thank you for this opportunity, for this blessing, that we as many may be brought close, may be grafted in. Thank you for the forgiveness that you bless us with and for the chance of a new life, of freedom. Thank you for who you are and what you do. Help us to remember always the sacrifice and this cost, but also the blessings that it brought. Help us to honor you in the way we live. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.